Yes, it's recording now.
I just have to cough. All right, we're gonna have to. You're gonna have to listen to that again. We're gonna have to cut it out.
I know, it's fine. Anyways, so
hello again, and welcome to Crime Kooks with your hosts Emily and
Rachel. Today, we're gonna tell you a bit more about the Zodiac Killer. We already had an episode about this, but some news has come out in the last few months, and we're going to dive back into it about a murderer whose identity was never figured out, and that remains a mystery, but maybe not for long. So to start it off, we're going to do a little bit of a recap. Mm-hmm. His identity is unknown, so everyone can only speculate, but he was believed to be male.
We know that he operated in Northern California from at least the 1960s to the early 1970s. He was directly linked to at least 7 murders through 1968 and 1969, so very short period, though he claimed to have killed roughly 37 people, so, you know, his claim to fame.
He typically attacked victims in pairs, like couples and stuff, and he would taunt police with threatening letters from 1969 to 1974 before they just randomly stopped.
Seems kind of strange that he did that, especially since his last known crime was in 1969, but, you know, whatever. His classic signature was a symbol with that had a circle with a cross through it. He also sent letters on August 1st of 1969. These identical handwritten letters with no return address were sent to the San Francisco Examiner, the San Francisco Chronicle, and the Vallejo Times-Herald. This was the very first set of letters that the Zodiac Killer sent.
Mm-hmm. All letters contain one part of a 3-part cipher that the killer claimed to hold his identity. Soon after that letter was sent, another letter was sent as well to the San Francisco Examiner, giving more gruesome details of the murders and taunted the police for failing to crack his code or find him. Several days later, however, a high school teacher, Donald Hardin, and his wife, Bette, solved the cipher.
I think it's Betty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably Betty, and we just added an E. Several days later, however, a high school teacher, Donald Hardin, and his wife, Betty, solved the cipher. It stated, "It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all."
And keep in mind, this had a lot of grammatical errors. So most serial killers are of average intelligence, but this one just seemed a little dumb. No offense. I mean, I guess I can't offend him all I want. He's probably dead.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is, as we mentioned earlier, no one has ever actually been identified as a Zodiac killer, probably due to the crappy police work. But there were 3 main suspects. So the first was Arthur Lee Allen, who was accused of being the Zodiac by Robert Graysmith. And there were multiple reasons for the suspicion. You know, he was dishonorably discharged from the Navy, and there were many other signs that pointed to him being the killer.
Mm-hmm.
Though despite this ample evidence and many other witness allegations, the forensic evidence, more specifically the fingerprints, did not match that to believed of the Zodiac's. So the fingerprints that they found on one of the Zodiac's crime scenes did not match Allen's. And his handwriting also did not match the letters that the Zodiac commonly sent, and the DNA evidence also did not match up.
Which DNA didn't match the partial DNA profile created in 2002 from saliva on an envelope believed to be the Zodiac's.
So for all we know, that may not have actually been his DNA, but you never know.
Exactly. There were also many other suspects, including Lawrence Kane, Ross Sullivan, Richard Marshall, Richard Galkowski, Earl Van Best Jr., Jack Terrence, and Donald Lee. They were all suspect for varying reasons, some for being in the area at the same time some of the victims went missing, being mentally unstable, or having something in common with the suspected appearance or personality of the Zodiac.
In the end, however, nobody was definitively concluded to be the Zodiac killer. They all had some form of connection to him, but none of them were actually directly linked to being him.
Mm-hmm.
His final known crime was on October 11th of 1969, which was of the murder of a cab driver, So he continued to send letters and ciphers, taunting the police even after his supposed killing spree. Eventually, however, as we said earlier, the letters gradually stopped and the Zodiac Killer went underground.
In 2018, however, the Hawaii Police Department announced plans to submit some evidence in their possession for up-to-date DNA testing. A full DNA profile would make it possible to search open-source genealogy databases for a match. No match has been found yet. This could be due to the fact that back in the 60s and 70s, when the Zodiac was primarily active, the police were not as detail-oriented or forensic savvy, and evidence may have been mishandled.
So what we can see is that the police work was not the best, and that's probably one of the main reasons why the Zodiac Killer still hasn't been found.
Honestly. But recently, as we mentioned earlier, there's been an update in their case. The killer seems to remain unknown for the time being, but one of the ciphers that the Zodiac sent to the police has been solved.
That just, like, I find it amazing that they were able to solve the ciphers, because all of the ciphers had a very unique pattern. It's so strange. Mm-hmm. I could never solve that.
This was one of the 340 ciphers, one of the many that was sent to the San Francisco Chronicle 50-something years ago. It was sent to the Chronicle in 1969, and it was solved by a group of autonomer code breakers.
Amateur code breakers.
Autonomer.
Well, the leader of these autonomer code breakers was David Orenchak. He is an expert code breaker and is actually 46 years old. He is a web designer who lives in Virginia and has been working to solve the Zodiac codes since 2006.
So this someone had to do it.
Yeah, this is a big revelation.
He had two other teammates, Sam Blake, a mathematician in Australia, and Jarl Van Eyck.
Man, you cannot say names. It's Jarl Van Eyck.
Jarl Van Eyck, a warehouse operator in Belgium. The cipher said, "I hope you are having lots of fun in trying to catch me. I'm not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send met. I'm not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner because I now have enough slaves to work for me."
This cipher once again had lots of grammatical errors. He misspelled paradise, and it's terrible. I'm terrible to look at. He did not do well in ELA, obviously.
Mm. This is the second cipher to have been solved.
I swear.
The other one was the 408 cipher, which said little more than "I like killing because it is so much fun, and it is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all." As you recall, we mentioned that just a few moments ago, which I thought could mean that he was maybe a hunter in the area.
I think that's why a lot of people suspected him to be a part of the Navy or a military person, because a lot of the time, like, they're very well-trained, and they kind of classify killing people as more hunting. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I just feel like a military man almost makes sense for this. Despite the unorganized killings, maybe someone who's, like, very unhinged, which is probably why they look for a lot of people with mental disorders.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if we're actually going to go into it, he says he's not afraid of the gas chamber, and as far as I'm aware, that wasn't really a popular way of, you know, bringing death unto people outside of the Holocaust to the Jews, which was an awful occurrence. So maybe he's Jewish or German.
Yeah, that could be it. Honestly, the guy seemed just really like he was losing his mind at the ending there. Mm-hmm. So for all we know, he could have just, you know, been mixing up his words, or perhaps the cipher was just decoded wrong. I doubt that, though, because they spent a long time working on this.
And I believe we talked about in our last podcast over him that whenever he killed people, he believed that they were going to be slaves to him in the afterlife. Yeah. So
every single person that he killed, he figured he would meet in the afterlife and they would be his slaves, I believe slaves of paradise or something like that. So that's why he was not afraid, supposedly, of dying.
Yep, because he had people to work under him, which is awful.
But back to the cipher. So we know that the symbols of the cipher represent certain letters, and the alignment of the words runs diagonal down the page and occasionally shifting columns. So obviously it took a lot of computers and a lot of time to solve the cipher because it had such a unique and different pattern. And most of the people were actually able to find different problems within the cipher. So this pattern wasn't entirely consistent throughout, which may account for some of the spelling errors and grammatical errors.
Mm-hmm. The reason for the naming of these ciphers, 340 and 408, are because that is how many characters were featured in the code.
How creative.
I know, right?
I wish I, like, something cooler for the name. I mean, obviously for the 341 that was just solved, they couldn't come up with a cool name for that one.
See,
no.
I think it would still be cool to name them. Like, I mean, come on. The Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat name. Like, you can't tell me, like, I know he's a bad guy. Don't get me wrong. But, like, that's a pretty neat name. Like.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of came up with it. It's cool and all. I always came up with it. Oh, right. That's true. He didn't name himself. I always wondered why he named himself that.
That's what I want to know. There's so many options. And it's not like the astrological signs are what links it up. Oh, my God. Maybe he named himself the Zodiac Killer based off of the way the stars were in the sky and stuff.
He did talk a lot about, like, heaven and the afterlife, so maybe it's linked
exactly
to that somehow.
How the astrological signs were during the killing.
You know, this is going to sound terrible, but I wish I could know who the Zodiac Killer was and just interview him. I need to know. We need answers.
I really want answers. I have so many questions, so few answers. I want to know how he got away with it.
Well, that can probably be linked to the police mishandling the evidence, because personally to me, a lot of the crimes just seem very disorganized and very careless. He left fingerprints all over the cab driver's car, and they found him, but it's just because of the mishandling of the evidence that they weren't able to ID them.
See, but the other issue is, you wouldn't only drive one person in the cab all day.
Yeah,
but you have no idea how old those are. You don't know how many times the car has been washed. You know what I mean?
That's fair. I still just, I know that they found other evidence and they just still mishandled it, and I want to yell at them.
But, oh no, I totally understand. That's stupid of them.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
So basically what we know about the codes is that we know that they are named after very non-creative titles. And we do know that David Oranchuk actually had a quote about this. He said, "It's a complicated bit of code creation, but a basic scheme for the Zodiac's code can be found in at least one U.S. Army manual from the 1950s. So that kind of backs up the theory that he's an Army guy. He probably maybe saw it in one of these manuals. So that's probably where he learned and created his code.
Which again gets it down to the list because, you know, he has to be a man from the Army. He referenced hunting, so he's likely a hunter. And he, like I said, he could be Jewish or German.
It definitely narrows it down, especially since this was taking place in America, so you'd have to look at people who immigrated there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the sloppy police work and many of the details still left a lot unknown, so it took a lot longer for the investigation to actually work, and they still didn't find out who the killer was.
But with hope, now that one has been solved, they're working to get more and more solved because, I mean, someone had to do the job and those people did it. And I'm proud of them, man. I'm really proud.
The only thing is that when it comes to this cipher, it could very well be that these grammatical errors and these other things that we're seeing with it could have just been done on purpose. For all we know, the Zodiac Killer could have just been taunting them all over again.
Right. I'm hopeful that it'll end up like the Unabomber and they do find out from something that he does on mistake.
I hope so. They're still investigating it. It's kind of more of a cold case now, but now that we have more people investigating all the different codes, hopefully we'll be able to get more into the mind of this elusive killer and find out his identity, even if he's dead.
Hopefully.
So yeah, now that we've kind of gone over that, that's just about it. There hasn't been a whole lot of updates, but this is a truly remarkable thing that these people have done, been able to solve this cipher, especially considering how complicated the code was. Kudos to them, honestly. I hope they're able to solve more because I want to know what this killer has to say. I want to get into his mind and know why he did what he did.
Honestly, his brain sounds so fun. I'm sorry. It does. Like, I just want to know what he thinks every day. Like, what goes on in his brain? Like, you know?
Yeah, I really just kind of want to know why people did what they did. I mean, you see all these interviews with serial killers and they kind of tell you what they did, but you never truly know what it's like to actually experience that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a serial killer, but I just want to know what's like to be in their mind.
Right. I want in their brain. I do. I really do. But anyways, we still haven't figured out all the kinks to the Zodiac Killer, but with hope, we'll find out soon now that new information has arisen. Thank you so much for joining us on Crime Kooks. Tune in next time to hear about... About Jack the Ripper. It's fine.
Who have we not done yet?
A lot of people. John Wayne Gacy, Jack the Ripper. I don't think we've done the Unabomber. Charles Manson we haven't done. Billy the Kid. Oh, then we have done the Unabomber. Yeah. Billy the Kid, Nanny Doss we haven't done. Pablo Escobar, Tom Horn, John Lynch, Mary...
Let's go ahead and go with
Mary, Charlotte, Jane.
Let's go, John.
All right. Tune in next time to hear about Jeffrey. Tune in next time to hear about John Lynch. And again,
don't be stupid and stay safe.
Also, and again, I'm Emily.
Oh, I can't reach. Okay, do it again. Do
here,
it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. Sorry. That's all we got on the Zodiac Killer for this time. Hopefully, we'll have another episode on him soon. Thanks so much for joining us on Crime Kooks. If you like this episode and want to visit more or check out some other podcasts by some of the students at our school, visit fhntoday.com and tune in next time to hear more about John Lynch.
And again, I'm Emily and
I'm Rachel.
Don't be stupid and stay safe. Thanks for watching.
Thanks so much for watching.